Hey y'all,
welcome to another episode of Truth Therapy. My name is Ingrid and I'll be your host today. Hey y'all, how have y'all been? It's the end of the year, y'all. Like, it's really about to be a whole new year, and I think that's so crazy. I feel like the time has really gone by very fast, but you know, we just gotta go with the times. And I just know that, like, the end of the year be crazy. I don't know why or what it is about the end of the year, but sometimes it be tough, okay? Like, I don't know what be going on, but I know that there are some people out here that, even though it's the holiday season, even though it's supposed to be the most happiest time, some people, some of us are not having the happiest times. It just be hard, especially if you have lost a loved one, or if you're not even a person that celebrates holidays, or you're not a holiday person, or if you're just going through depression, you have end of the year depression or whatever it is. So yeah, like, I know that we're about to enter a new year, and normally, you know, a lot of people are trying to make their new year resolution or, you know, goals and things like that, which is good. But we do have 2 weeks left, so use them. If you asked me 2 weeks ago, I'd probably be like, yeah, I'm just ready for the year to be over. But it's not over yet. We still have time to do what it is that we haven't been doing, or we feel like we need to wait 2-3 more weeks to get done. So yeah, for me, this end of the year has been, it's been a little hard, but I've been looking at it a little different, because everything that's happening to me is really for me, and I'm trying to look at it in that aspect versus, oh my gosh, everything is going wrong. Why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? But looking at it more so like, maybe I have to go through this. Maybe I have to go through this ghetto experience. Or maybe this just had to happen. And I've had, based off like things that I've been hearing, listening to, or just conversations that I've been having, it just really made me notice that sometimes things do have to go wrong, because it does get something out of us that's already been there, or that we may have bypassed, and it needed to get out in the way that it needed to get out. It looked crazy, it looked chaotic, but it's really for our good. And I know I be saying this all the time, and it don't be feeling good in the moment. It really does not feel good, to be honest. But a lot of the things that we go through needs to happen so that we don't have to go through it in like a pivotal time in our life. So it really be better that we go through it now. It really be better that, you know, everything that we experience that doesn't feel good to us happens now rather than later. So honestly, like, I've been like messing up. I've been falling. I've been like, you know, like, I have not been the best me, to be honest. Like, just being real with y'all. And me falling and me messing up has to happen, because it's like, okay, girl, like, you still struggle with this. Like, you still struggle with that. And one thing I've also noticed about myself recently, and I miss therapy, y'all. I haven't been in therapy for like, I think it's been 4 months for real this month. But I can't wait to go back to therapy. But I be feeling like this is my therapy, because I be letting y'all know what I be learning and stuff. But one thing that I've noticed about myself is that I don't like to face things head on. And I don't know if I know how to face things head on. And I probably don't know how to face things head on because I've just been noticing I like to go around things a lot. Like, if I could avoid it, if I can unsee it, if I cannot see it at all, I'm going to be good. Like, it's just, it never been there. It's invisible. And we're going to be good. Like, we just going to keep sailing. And that's just what it is. And that does no good at all for me because they come up in the most inconvenient times of my life where I think everything going good. And then randomly it'll just come up and I'll be like, yeah, like this is something else that I've been avoiding. And honestly, I felt like these past few weeks I haven't been allowing myself to feel, I haven't been allowing myself to just face things head on. Basically, I just been, if I don't see it, I don't see it. If I don't see it, it don't exist. And that's just not how it works. It still exists. It's just dormant, or it's just there. And I'm just not looking at it. And I feel like if I'm not looking at it, we good. Which is not reality. But yeah, I need to learn how to face things head on. More of the story. But today, I just want to talk about that. Like, I just want to talk about what are we not looking at, because last episode we talked about what are we looking at, like what are the things that we're looking at, what are the things that the enemy is using that we're so focused on. But today I want to talk about what are we not looking at, what are we bypassing, what are we pushing under the rug, what are we just avoiding altogether? And just to talk from a point where it's like, it may feel better in the moment to just go around it, and it may feel better to just ignore it, but it'll always come up. And it's like, I should have learned this by now, but if I wait for it to come up, it kind of like prolongs my process. So in those times where God brings these things up to us and we feel like, oh my gosh, like I don't want to deal with this, this is too much, because personally for me, I can say my process, my identity process, my unlearning process is longer because of me. Let me tell y'all, like, facing yourself has to be one of the hardest things in life. Like, yes, you gotta face people, you gotta face your problems, you gotta face the enemy, you gotta face all these other things. But you having to face you, you realizing that you're in your own way, is really a hard thing to do. Looking in the mirror, if you have gone through the process of God showing you you, you know how hard that process is in itself. It's not an easy process. It's not roses and lilies. It's none of that. Like, you, God showing you what you have picked up in your life, those habits, traumas that you have picked up, behaviors that you have picked up, that he's telling you, look, like, this is not what I wanted for you. Or we have to unlearn this. You can't take this where I'm taking you. It's not easy at all. Knowing yourself, facing yourself, facing your flaws, y'all. I've been going through this journey with God since 2018. Like, him just showing me has all, it's just been a very, very hard process. And I stop and go again, stop and go again, stop and go again. Because when he does show me, and I do realize, like, dang, like, I do this, or this didn't happen because of this, because of me. Basically, when you learn that you're the one, you're the problem, or you're the one that's stopping you, it can even, it can hinder you even more, because you just like, dang, this whole time it was me. This whole time it was me in my own way. And it just stops you from keep, sometimes it stops you, because some people could take it and they just like take it with a grain of salt. They work on it. But me, personally, for me, it's just like, that's ugly. I don't want to see that. Like, why am I like this? So, yeah. So, that's just where I've been at in my journey. And even though it feels like a long process, it really never ends. You learning yourself, or you unlearning, you really learning who God wants you to be, who God destined you to be, and then you unlearning the person that you are now. And not everything he wants you to unlearn, because he has made you a certain type of way because of a reason. But there's things that we have picked up along the way that we need to unlearn, and it's not easy at all. But it's conducive to where we are going. It's better that we get through it now versus later, because, you know, like in your future marriage, in your future business, in your future endeavors with your children, things of those sort, or where God is taking you in ministry, or where he's taking you financially, we need to unlearn certain habits. We need to learn healthy habits, healthy behaviors, healthy ways to cope, healthy ways to go about things, so that when we do get to the top, you know, when we do get to the top, when we do get to where he's taking us, we won't have to deal with those problems at that level. It's better to deal with it. Yeah, like when you get to the top, you don't want to have to deal with mismanagement of money. You don't want to have to deal with a horrible attitude. You don't want to have to deal with not facing your problems head on. You don't want to have to face just bad habits of eating. You don't want to have to face just the way that you approach situations, as far as in the lens of rejection, in the lens of abandonment, in the lens of, you know, like self-hatred. You don't want to have to deal with those things at that level, because imagine you at the top. Imagine you're where you want to be. We never really arrive, but let's say you arrive at a level where you're like, dang, like I feel like I'm making it. And now you got to look in the mirror. I mean, let's be clear. Like, we're always going to be going through this journey of ourselves, facing ourselves and things of that sort. But knowing that God took you through a process where when you reach this level, you won't have to, it won't sabotage, or it won't mess up what you have going on, because you have already been dealing with it, and you have already overcame it. Because just because you have overcame a thing doesn't mean that it won't come back. So when that thing does come back, or when that situation does arrive, you know how to deal with it, because God took you through that process. And so I also want to talk about those moments in our lives that seem so dark. It seems like we're alone. It seems like it's just really, really dark. Like, I've been in times of my life where I felt like I was in a deep hole where nobody could hear me. Nobody could see me. Nobody knew where I was. I remember one day last year, this was like towards the end of the year. And I was kind of like getting over myself little by little, though. Still getting over myself little by little. And one thing that I realized one time, I was just like, and I've realized this a time before, but this time it really hit me. And I'm just like, I can see better in the dark versus when I'm in a good space in my life. There's a lot of things that I can miss. Like, even physically, when you're looking for something in the light, like let's say the light is on, you're looking for something. It's a lot of times where I have missed what I'm looking for. But let's say there's no lights on and you're looking for something with a flashlight, you will see much better. You will see a lot more than you would have seen if you would have the lights turned on. And I found that to be very crazy because we really despise those dark times in our lives, not realizing that in those dark times is when God shows up and he's able to actually guide us even better than we would have if we weren't. If we were just like in a good space, because when you're in a good space, which is good to be in a good space, I'm not saying God doesn't use the light. He doesn't use those good times in your life because he uses all times. But I'm saying that don't count your dark days as lost because God will use those times. He will use those times where you feel alone to be that only person to be there for you. He will use those times where you felt like, it's so dark, I can't see. He will use those times to be the brightest light in that moment in your life. So just going back to nothing is lost. No time in your life is lost. And I just want to read something that I wrote last year of this revelation that I had. And I just hope that it resonates with somebody. But it says, is it just me or you can see more in dark times than any other times? It's like a flashlight. If you turn your flashlight on in the daytime, you can't really see the light on the flash. But when you turn on the flashlight at night, you can see its light. Let's compare looking for something in the light versus looking for something in the dark. In the daytime, when light is outside, you don't really need a flashlight to look for something because it is already light. All you need is your naked eye. When it's dark and you are looking for something that you've lost, don't you need a source of light to help you? And you shine your light, aren't you able to see more with the flash versus looking in the daytime with your naked eye? I believe that there's benefits to looking for something in the dark with the flashlight because with the flashlight, you are able to see more extensively than you would have missed looking in the daytime. The darkness allows the light to really shine on the areas that you are looking at. Sometimes we need to allow God to be our flashlight in the darkness. What we might have missed in the light, God will help us to not miss in the dark. In the darkest times of our life, we allow God to be God. We allow him to be our main and only source of light. Sure, you can use matchsticks or lighters for light too, but eventually they'll either run out, burn out of fuel, or simply burn us. One thing's for sure, it isn't as sustainable or effective as a flashlight is, which is God's light. And in Psalms 36 verse 9, it says, "For with you is the fountain of life, in your light we see light." God's light is what we need in our dark times. And I know that when we are in a time of our life which seems rough, it seems like the worst time of our life, it seems like nobody's there, God is always there. He's always there, and he's always waiting for an opportunity for you to see that he's there and to look at those things that you can see more than you would have. More than you would have paid attention to if you were in a great space. And so, like, speaking from experience, I've been in some crazy times of my life. And I noticed that I can see better. It's really the weirdest thing, and it might sound crazy to some people, but I feel like I see better. I feel like things are presented to me more like a it is what it is type of thing, and versus if I'm like, for example, let's just say I'm talking to somebody and I fall in love with them. I'm in love with them. Things are good. Like, all I see is the good. All I see is, oh my gosh, this person is so, like, I love them and da 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 da. And my homegirl on the outside is like, girl, you ain't see this, or like, this man, he really be gaslighting you, or this man, he really ain't for you for real, like he just manipulating you. And because I'm so into this situation, I'm like, I don't see what you talking about. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this man is the love of my life. He treating me good. Da, 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 da. And then, let's say, we stop working. We stop talking. I get in this space. I'm heartbroken. And now, I feel like my world has crashed down. Like, I really like this dude. And now, I'm in a space where God can really show me what was going on in the situation. And it'd be crazy because we'd be wanting to stick by our boo. We want to stick beside him. And you're not able to see when you're in it. But when you're outside of it, when you're at a point where it's just like, I'm not so infatuated with this situation, I'm not so emotionally invested in this situation where I can't see. And now that it's done and I have faced this pain and I feel like, what the heck happened? And you're sitting in a space where God can speak to you and tell you like, yeah, it wasn't what you thought it was. And then you start to see, you be like, dang, this whole time this person was doing this, 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 and that. But I bypassed it because I really liked this person. Like, I really was in love. I was really in love with this person. And nobody could tell me about nothing. But as I'm outside and I have time to reflect on the situation, it'd be like, girl, it was not what it was. It was not what it was, sis. Like, you was doing all that for what? But just to give an example, like, sometimes when we're in a situation and when we feel like it's all good, God, not even only God, nobody could really tell you about the situation. But when you're out of it, you're able to see, I promise you, you're able to see more better. You're able to pinpoint, oh, this is why this happened. This is why that happened. But versus you being in it, like, you in it. You all for it, and like, none of those things faced you at that moment. You probably was settling, you probably was tolerating it, but now that you're outside of it, you're able to see. So with that being said, those times are not to be wasted either. Those good times not to be wasted, those bad times not to be wasted either. They may seem like the worst time of your life. And I heard something recently, I was watching a sermon, and he was like, sometimes you feel like this is the worst thing that could have happened to you, but really it's the best thing that could have happened to you, because we need certain things to happen to us so that we can conquer them, or we can get through them and know and be able to pinpoint, or to even get better. Like, God uses certain situations for character development. He uses certain situations to make us a better person. God always uses something that seems so terrible. And it might seem terrible to us, but to God, he's like, you're going to come out of this better than you were. You're going to come out of this as gold. You're going to come out of this better than you was last month. But because while we're in it, while we're in pain, while we feel like we're suffering, while we can't see the other side, God is waiting for us to get through it, because he knows we're going to be a better person, and we get closer to the person that we want to be. We get closer to the person that God is showing us that we can be. And it helps us to even rely on him, because there's certain seasons in your life where you feel like there's nobody that can help you, or you feel like even though you have people around you, you feel alone, you feel lonely, you feel like you don't have nobody. And I can tell you from experience of myself, I've been there. Specifically in 2018, and this is what has actually helped me to even get closer to God. It was that time in my life where I was in so much pain. I was grieving a loss, and I felt like I had nobody. Even though I did have people around me, I felt like I had nobody. I felt like nobody could help me. And it was in that time that God showed up for me. And I was just like, you know what, God? You really be looking out for me. You was really there. You was really there when nobody was around. You really stood in the pain with me for real. And that made me want to get closer to God, because he showed up for me. He showed up in the time of my life where I felt like I was on the floor. I felt like I didn't know how I was going to get up. I don't know who could even help me. And he was there. He stood in the pain with me. And I just want to just appreciate him for that. Because he, even though it do be feeling like we be by ourselves, it be feeling like, dang, God, you left me. It be different scenarios, because I've had times where I felt like God completely left me, just like everybody else. But yo, like, when you realize that God really don't ever leave you for real, like, that even when everybody else turns their back on you, even when nobody has nothing to say to you, he always is there. He be speaking to us. Even when we're not paying attention, he be speaking to us. Just going back to what we was talking about earlier, it's like, what are you not looking at? Even in God speaking to you, what are you missing? Are you missing those times where he's telling you to go left? Are you missing those times where he has been telling you to go right? Have you been ignoring the pain? Have you been ignoring the heartbreak that you're facing? Have you been ignoring how you really feel? And what's very important in healing, in our healing journey, is that we face what is really going on with us. And the other day, I had to write everything that I felt like was going wrong in my life. Every single thing. And I had to categorize it from family to friends to relationships to money to business to work to just different categories of things that I felt like was going wrong in my life, and just listing them out. And I encourage you guys to do the same. But it's facing those things that you have been trying to avoid because you felt like it's too much for you. And it is too much for you. It is too much for you to handle. It's not for you to handle in the first place. It's because he's the one that's there for us, wanting to bear everything for us on his back. But in turn, we, even in our prayers, we go to God. We might talk about our problems, but we take our problems and we try to, we go out of our prayer with our problems and we try to go solve it ourselves. And that's not what God wants for us. He really wants us to come, tell him what's going on and leave it there. Leave it there so that he can deal with it. Because one thing that I always find out, I'm not the one keeping me. I'm not the one. People be like, oh my gosh, you're so strong. I don't know how you get through this. And really, it's God. It's not me. It's none of me, for real. Like, if it was up to me a year ago, like, God, please, like, it's ghetto here. I don't want to be here. Like, just, you know. And it's not me. My strength comes from him, but I have to choose him. I have to choose his strength. I have to choose to trust him with my problems. I have to trust to give him my season. Even in whatever season you're in, you trust God with that season. You say, God, help me. Help me to endure. Help me to get through this. Help me to conquer this. To overcome this, because your word says that we are conquerors. So God, teach me how to conquer this versus ignoring it or numbing myself to it. And this is a prayer that I have to write myself. It's like, how do I overcome this, God, with you? Can you take this from me? Because obviously me trying to do it my way, me trying to do it in my own strength is not working out for me. As a matter of fact, it's real ghetto trying to do it by myself. And so even in those seasons where we feel like, why is this happening to me? It may be happening to you because it's going to actually grow you. Whether it grows you within yourself, it grows you in your relationship with God, it grows you in your relationship with other people. And one thing that I just read yesterday, it's a verse in the Bible. It says that Jesus told them that there was two commandments above all the other commandments. The first one was to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind. And the second one was to love your neighbors as you love yourself. So in those times where we feel like, why is this happening to me? God may be showing you how to love him first and to love yourself before you go out there and love other people. Because believe it or not, the way that we have been taught to love may be destructive to somebody else. And I don't know who that is for or why I'm even saying this, but God has to take certain things that we have learned out of our way so that we can love people the right way. We can love ourselves and we can love him, because once we love God, we learn to love ourselves, because when he created us in his likeness. If you love God, you'll learn to love yourself, and then you'll learn to love other people. But I just want to let you guys know that as the year is approaching to an end, and it may be tough for you or it may not be tough for you, but for the ones that it is tough for you, you feel like you're barely making it, you don't know how you're going to get through the rest of the year, just know and just look at it differently. Look at your situation differently and remember all those times that God has pulled through from you. Because in Jackie Hill Perry, I was just watching one of her sermons, and she was just saying, like, we have a memory problem. And because we don't remember how good God has been, you know, like, it just be downhill from there. And we just forget, and we feel like we forget who God was to us or who God is. And, you know, and that may cause us to give up. That may cause us to not have faith, or just to waver or to grow weary in well-doing. And just remember all those times that God has already pulled through from you, even if it was so small, bro. Like, if you can remember that and you can hold on to that, and you can hold on to all those times that felt bad, didn't always last, you will get through it. And so if you felt like this year, like, you've been slipping, you've been falling, you feel like you ain't been on your stuff, or you feel like it's too late, it's not too late. You still have today, and you still have every day that you live for the rest of this year. Like, it's not done yet. And yeah, like, you still have time. And I had to be told that, like, because I was like, I can't wait for the year to be over. Like, let's get to 2023. But the year not over. You still can work on those things. You still can get better. You still can just face those things that you haven't been facing for the rest of the year, just like me. But yeah, I just hope that this blesses somebody. I hope that this resonates with somebody. I hope that this made sense to somebody. And I just pray that you guys do not give up, that you guys keep going, because I know it'd be hard. Like, it'd be days where I really don't know how I get through, like, for real, for real. And I just want to thank God for that, because I don't know how I get through these days, because I really be feeling like, what the heck is going on, God? But if we shift our perspective, if we start looking at what we've been that we have stopped looking at, and we face those things and we don't allow those things to conquer us at the wrong time of our lives, things will get better and you will get through it. There is another side. You may feel like you're at rockety bottom, like, but just know that God is using this time for your good and it's all gonna work out. So this is the end of this episode, and I just want to say happy holidays to y'all. Enjoy the rest of y'all year. I hope that for those that it's hard for, I hope it gets better for you. It will get better. And I love y'all, and I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Later, y'all.